Okay, welcome back to another episode of The Basement. I am here with...
Hey, it's Bree.
Hey, it's Michael.
Hey, it's Delina.
Hey, it's Cecilia.
Hey, it's Valerie.
Hey, it's Liz. And it's your girl, T. So today, you know, we have a cool casual show as usual. We're starting off with discussing our plans for next week, plans on the long weekend, Easter weekend. I just want to know, like, what y'all got going on.
I'm driving up to London for the weekend.
Oh, what's going down over there?
Seeing a little boy, you know.
Who this?
My potential boyfriend. That might not be my boyfriend.
Wait,
he said London and I knew because we were talking about this off the show before.
Yeah, so I'm going up like the whole weekend to go see him.
Wow, super yeah. Cute. Is this actually, I'll ask that later. So fun though. What about you, Brie? What's going on?
So the way that Laurier wants me to drop out in this last month.
I feel you.
It's not okay, so I won't be doing anything. I'll be in my books.
Yeah, the studious person you are, we love to see it.
Is it your last year, Brie?
Yeah, this is literally my last month of school.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, Val, what are you up to this next weekend?
Girl, you know me, like, I'm going to be getting this bread. I'm going to be talking to my BFF Jesus. What else am I going to do? Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, like, Easter's not like how it used to be back in the day, you know? Like,
yeah.
Family. Hopefully there's going to be food, but I don't know. We haven't even started no preparations, so I'm assuming it's about to be dry.
You know, this is kind of off topic, but I must say I've been enjoying your TikToks, Val.
Really?
Like, I love. Yeah, they're cute.
more on the way.
Okay, say no more. Liz, what are you up to?
I didn't even realize this weekend was Easter.
See, I feel like that just
what day? Sunday.
No, like not far. Sunday. Not Sunday, next weekend, because technically since it's a holiday, we won't be doing it. So.
Like next week, Friday is Good Friday.
No way.
Yeah, man.
No way.
No, it's crazy.
I'm going to be going to Zoom church. You know how that is. Yeah, honestly, nothing special. Wait, what week is that? That's the first? That's the week of the first, right?
No. Is it?
Yes. You guys are out here tripping me out. Like, I don't know the calendar. That's, you know, it's so crazy because I feel like we just hopped in March and we hopped right out. Aries season is the best season. You just a hater.
March is honestly the most unnoticeable season. I don't care what nobody.
How dare you? Because
nobody,
you know,
if you really navigate, nobody really did. Okay, except for March break. Other than that, nobody business is about.
First of all, everything lit happens in March.
What happened in March? Tell me what happened in March.
The beginning of spring. Number one.
It was number birthday.
Huh?
I said your birthday.
Period.
This is your bias.
Number two, what else happens in March?
It's dry up in March. You know the air is dry.
No.
My eczema already came back already. Like,
you see, and okay, then my allergies are acting up.
But take in all the sales start dropping in March for
spring, no summer. Sales because Yes, they do.
They start unveiling the like spring and summer lines in March.
March is true. Dry. Just take the out, please. March is literally March and April. April can go on a little bit because it gives you hope. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm almost there. I'm almost at summer. But March is a tease. I don't care what nobody says. It's just a tease. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just there.
You're just a hater and it shows. If you, if you want to be born in March, just say that.
You never know. I'm an Aquarius baby for life. Stop playing with me.
That's not something you should brag about. But
it most definitely. In February is not only the month that the queen was born, but it's a Black History Month. It's the Love a Man Month. It's the best month.
Okay, but March is Women's History Month. So okay. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Don't kill me. Okay, Delina, what are you up to this weekend?
Oh my God, I'm not doing anything. I'm the same as Liz. Like, I completely forgot that it was even gonna be Easter. I feel like that was the theme though for this past year. Like every single major holiday didn't feel like a major holiday. Like even Christmas, Christmas. It was one of those where it's like, oh, okay, like just check that off. Oh, that's happening. Oh, I remembered. So I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be the same for Easter for me. Probably gonna study like Bree was saying, because I have so much things, like so many assignments to do that following. So yeah, that's about it. Plus I feel like Easter doesn't even apply to university students. Like we don't get a break. Like we still could have midterms and assignments on those days anyway. So I feel like Easter's been a write-off ever since I started university, to be honest.
Very true. And what about you, Michael? Anything going on?
Probably because like my family's like super religious, but in terms of myself, probably nothing. Probably like a couple shoots.
Fun. Interesting. Nice. Some have plans, some are just chilling. I feel like, yeah, like you guys have said, I think it's a write-off. Like I feel like this whole year that has passed has been a write-off. Like even, I don't know, I turned 21, don't feel like that happened, and then we're already in March again. It's been a full year of COVID hitting, I guess, and I don't know. I think last year I had Easter on Zoom too. We didn't even go home. I don't know. I think it might be the same situation again. But on to the next. So our first topic today was inspired by what's his name? Derek? His name Derek?
A clown, a whole clown. But his wife is the clown too, so
how is she the clown?
Because what you allow, you can, like, I'm gonna clown her for what she allows, like,
okay, wait, Liz, why don't you run down the situation for people who don't know of it, like what went down?
So I think he's a self-help or relationship coach, I guess is what you would call it. Mm-hmm. But he's supposed to be a man of God, supposedly. And I think somebody, was it a blogger or somebody, put him on blast that he wasn't practicing what he was preaching, and she exposed him. The tea was piping hot. And oh my God, the video when he was sitting up with his wife explaining what he did, she just looked like he had her in a chokehold. Like it was, I don't know what type of bondage he put on her to hold her there.
I saw that. I was so confused for a second, but the way that she was like moving and the space between them was so awkward.
And the grip on her hand, I'm like, let her hand go. Let her hand go.
Not my question.
I was just gonna say that she looked like she wasn't even there. Like her body was there, but her
she checked out.
She's like, that's my question for you. Like, how is she a clown if there's low key a sense of sis didn't want to be there, sis didn't want to do that, but it's kind of like sis is being controlled by Sir Clown a lot.
Okay, this is what I have to say about the situation. Okay, I understand if you want to save your marriage. I understand this, that, and the third. Mm. I understand that, like, some women, they really want to fight for their man. Like, he messed up. Let's make this family situation work. I don't know if they have kids. Maybe she's in it for the children, or maybe she just believes that he's a good person altogether.
Okay.
But if it's a public humiliation and it's just, like, at the end of the day, you still have a choice, is what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe he's holding her against her will. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on that. But I'm saying at the end of the day, it's your choice whether you, like, if you take back a cheater and he cheats again, how can I not call you? I'm not going to say it's your fault for him, his actions hurting. Like, I'm not going to say that he's void of responsibility for what he's doing, because 100% he shouldn't be cheating her like that. That's his wife. That's somebody that he's committed vows to. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if that's something that you allow continuously, then you can't get mad at that people are going to call you a clown. Like, if people, like, for example, if somebody is talking down at you and people are like, why don't you ever stand up for yourself? Why do you let that person talk to you the way that they do? Right? And they don't talk that way to anybody else, but you allow it. You allow it and you allow it. That's on you too. You shouldn't allow bad treatment to happen to you. And that's just how I feel.
Okay. I'm going to let Michael go and then we'll have Val speak.
Yeah, like, I think personally, like, she's a bit of a con in my eyes, because, like, she was defending him. Like, she posted, like, another video saying that she wasn't affected by it at all. And, like, I definitely agree with Liz on the whole fact that, like, if you allow something to happen, it's almost like you're encouraging certain aspects of, like, their life. And the fact that he's, like, you know, going, like, to me, like, it's almost like he didn't even really say that I did it. He was talking about, like, himself in third person, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in my eyes, like, he didn't take full accountability for the actions that he did, and it just shows on his character, like, who he really is as a person.
Interesting, like, it's all a facade or something. Okay, go ahead, Val.
No, just talking in third person about him cheating, I don't know, it gets me. That's funny. But at the same time, I feel like when looking at the situation, I can't really look at her as a clown, because one, coming from like a spiritual like background, like if you really think about it, marriage is not something you play with. And that's in the sense of cheating, whatever, like, but like breaking marriage, oh my goodness. If you're like if you really think about it, like in the Bible, it's almost forbidden to break a marriage. Like it's literally. So like, and she's very spiritual. As you could see, she was calling her bonnet a helmet of the Lord, all that, rah, rah, you know? And you could tell that, like, I don't know her personally. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if he has money on her. I don't know what the situation is, because it's mad weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like something that we could easily be like, yo, you're dumb. Like, why are you? I find him 10 times more dumb, because you're the one that's, like, I used to watch videos of this guy talking about, come on, man, don't do this. How are you practicing what, how are you preaching what you don't even practice? Like, that's ugly. That's embarrassing. But sis never said anything about, oh, like, ladies, seriously, like, don't ever take this, da 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 da. If sis wants to stay and fix her marriage, first of all, we don't know how much times or how many, if she ever said she was going to leave, or what she can uptake or what she can't take. We don't know that. We're speaking in our own perspective. For me, I will not stay with a man that's cheating. Personally, I wouldn't. But then again, I don't know how the whole marriage thing works. If it's deeper with marriage, if when it's kids involved, or when I'm being held against my will, it may be a different story. So I can't be talking all that rah-rah. But I don't know. I just don't look at her as a clown. I even feel like he did her so dirty, because he did not need to put her on no live like that. Maybe in that way, she's kind of a clown, because she could have been like, no, what the... Are you dumb? Who's about to go on live and send for you? Like, who's about to go on live?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, sit there, hold your hand while you talk about cheating in third person. Like, you ain't sitting right here. So like that, in a sense, she's a clown for that, because you should never let a man embarrass you. If he embarrasses you in private, that's a different story. But to hop on there and you don't even look like, you know, like, you know, like, yeah, I would have, if I was her, I would have been like, yeah, he's a dog. Don't listen to him. Don't buy his books. That's his punishment. Because when Beyonce did that to Jay-Z, Jay-Z learned. He learned, because she took him on stage and said, "Ooh, I wish you would." She posted music videos, whatever. But like that sense, yeah, she's kind of clowny for that. But with the whole saving her marriage, I don't know. I think it's a lot deeper than we're all seeing it on the surface.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We don't know the full situation or exactly what happened, just like what we're being shown through the media. But just to go off this discussion, I just want to ask, like, wait, did this guy create the black men don't cheat, like that
main slogan? He was rocking it with his best.
Yeah, so I just want to know your thoughts on that.
A scammer and a fraud.
Like, can you imagine? It's
always the ones that chat the most.
Just writing books,
doing mini documentary series out here, doing webinars,
selling shirts.
That's what I was like, making hashtags.
And you're black. That's so embarrassing. Like, just cheat in private, then.
Like, on what planet do they do that? Where do they do that?
That's so embarrassing because I know. Like, black men are trying to really get out of that facade of we cheat, black men cheat, or like black men are cheater. I know they're trying. Like, the good black men are really like, okay, seriously, drop that. I don't like that title. Like, we're trying to.
Are they really?
I'm only speaking about the small population. I don't know about overall majority, but for some men, they actually really hate that label. And you know, like, a part of me, I can understand. I don't really know if it's a stereotype. I don't know if it's false information. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on what I don't know, but all I'm saying is he proved his case negative. Like, he literally, like you just made all the brothers look bad. Like, you really did, because you're here saying that we don't cheat. So
with
how
with your chest,
like your full blown up chest, and you're a big cheater, and you're here talking down on black men, but you're a cheater. And then you're gonna want us women to believe that. That's so embarrassing. That's all I gotta say for Derek. You is embarrassing. Derek even seems like a name that cheats. It really does. Derek? It does. I don't know. He fugazi. That's all I gotta say. And the fact that he's gaining more followers. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I'm actually getting itchy. Like, I can't take it. Like, I can't. Like, how, if this man's career still goes on.
Go ahead, Michael.
Like, that's the thing that I think that, like, really bothers me as well, is that, like men could do something so terrible and they still profit off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole situation happened with Tory. He's still relevant. He's still making music. If it was vice versa, I guarantee you Megan would not have a career.
Period.
Still going on live. He's doing all, you know what I'm saying? He's still doing all these things. And it's just really wild to me that if it was happening vice versa, it wouldn't play out like that. And I think that, you know, it kind of just goes to show how like the system is favored towards men in some type of way.
Can you go tell men that? Because they think we're delusional.
You know what's crazy? Fam, I chat, like I literally say that, and you're like, Michael, you're a weak link. I'm like, no, you really just don't understand. Literally, like, I was talking to my boys, like, literally, like, about, like, the whole, like, Grammy situation with, like, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. And they're like, nah, bro, they're saying how it was raunchy and, like, how it was, you know, like, that shouldn't be on the Grammys. I'm like, bro, do you understand that that's, like, borderline sexist? Because like, you are so used to men taking off their clothes, but you have a problem when it comes to women doing that in the same sexual way. That's a problem. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But hey, all the same.
And go ahead, Brie.
Yeah, I was just gonna speak on like what you brought up, Michael, on the allowances that men often have. I'm just going to speak for like black men, since we're talking about black men cheating. But I just think that like when a black man cheats, it's okay to an extent. Like the girl is like, you know, meant to kind of just ride out, you know, see the good in him, you know, see that it didn't mean anything. But when girls cheat, it's like the world ends. Like, ooh-wee! The world is ending.
Biggest deal, yeah.
The sky is falling. It could never have not meant anything. What are you talking about? How am I going to forgive you? I have flashbacks. That's what it is.
I can't sleep at night. You can't
sleep at night. Literally, that's what I'm saying. But when guys cheat, it's like, no, like, you know, she didn't even mean anything to me. Like, it's fine. Just, you know, like, you know, I'm a good guy. Like, I don't know why you can't see the good in me. This is the one fault. Do you base a whole person off of their one fault?
Men gaslighting women. Yeah, exactly.
It just, like, the other way around, like,
wow.
Girls actually just, like, they're just meant to cup it. Like, that's what I was really? Also too, when you brought up that point about, like, marriage and not breaking a bond like that, I don't know, like, I feel like it's kind of extra pressure on her not to, like, to maintain that relationship and to not, because then if she were to be like, oh, okay, like, you know, you embarrass me, first of all, you put me on live looking indecent and, like, just kind of, like, all over the place. And now if I, like, divorce you, I'm going to be the bad person because I'm breaking the marriage and not accepting you for this one fault, which I should have, like, you know, accepted. But it's not fair.
No. I kind of want to go back to one of the points that you mentioned, Brie. And it was, like, just, like, the differences. And I always hear this argument, like, is it emotional cheating versus, like, physical cheating? And do you guys think there's a difference? I want to ask that question.
I have a lot of thoughts on this question. But Cecilia, go ahead.
I think there is a difference between it. Because, like, if you're just going to cheat, like, you're going to outright cheat and then kind of, like, leave and not have any conversation. And basically, like, be a hoe while you're all up in a relationship. Versus if it's, like, an emotional thing, you're taking them on dates, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna take them out, maybe meet your family, maybe do, like, everything that a relationship would do with another person. So I think it's two different outcomes. They're still both horrible. Like, you shouldn't do it, but I feel like emotionally would be a lot
worse than physical. Than,
yeah.
Interesting. Does everybody agree, or is there a difference in opinion?
I think they're equally as bad.
Like, I just don't agree at all.
No, because I'm with Brie on that. I don't agree. To me personally, like, that whole thing that, oh, you're just going to put it in and then go on about your business is so false. If a man cheats on you once, he's going to do it again. Mm-hmm. If a woman cheats on you, like, sexually once, she's going to do it again. If you can do it, you will keep doing it. If you're, yeah, you train your mind, like, oh, I didn't have any physical connection, like, and you have to also take it in. God didn't create sex just for us to be like, oh wow, like, amazing, like, let me go about my day. It's literally so intimate that we literally ignore how intimate it is in mm-hmm. this generation. It's so much deeper, and, like, I just don't believe that, like, you could just do it and then be like, okay, yeah, bun it. No, it don't work like that. I haven't met one cheater that's just cheated once.
It's, and, like, I'm like, also, yeah, like, to go off that point, I don't think, like, you know how women emotionally cheat and men physically cheat, like, men and women do both,
mm-hmm.
but just to the point of, like, the intimacy of, like, having sex with someone, I just think that there's no way that you can just be fully not, like, emotionally invested in this person, because realistically, like, somehow you guys had to exchange enough information for you to know that you wanted to have sex with this person. Mm. Then you had to ask them out, you know, then you had to plan, kind of, like, you had to scheme a bit, you know,
yeah,
you're putting
yeah.
in effort. You are putting in effort in order to gain a certain outcome. So you can't tell me that you just didn't care. Like, you know,
yeah.
The only time where it's like, oh, I slipped up was, like, you being under the influence of some sort and one thing leads to another. But then if you can't handle yourself under the influence, I truly believe that under the influence is when the truth comes out.
Mm.
Like, if you're not thinking about your significant other when you're alone under the influence, like, you have fun with your girls, whatever, but, like, I know personally, if I'm, like, you know, off the wine on a Friday night, I'm texting my man. Like,
yeah, yeah. You
know, I'm not looking for, oh my God, like, this guy is trying to talk to me in the club, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like, one, that myth is, like, false, like, emotionally versus physically with men and women is so false.
I feel like men needed that narrative to suit them because
that's... Yeah, exactly. Because I also think, like, women can technically have sex and, like, not be emotionally attached, but that doesn't mean that effort didn't go into it.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew what you were doing is wrong. It's not like, oh, sorry, I slipped inside this person. Like, it is not, no.
No, I don't.
If you know that, like, because I, okay, never mind. Because, like, I asked someone once, like, what does it feel like to be cheated on? And they said, like, the reason it hurts so much is because they know it's going to hurt you and they still do it. And I feel like that's the problem when it comes to cheating, whether it's you know that if you go sleep in that bed with that girl or that guy, it would break your whoever you're with. It would hurt them. Why would you go do that? You can't even look them in their face after you do it because you're dirty.
Yeah, I also don't understand when they come back and they're like crying about it, like, you know, like I'm so sorry, like I don't want to see these tears. Like,
I don't understand cheating in general. Like, can you not break up with a person before you
do anything? Exactly. That's all you got to do at the end of the day.
Thank you. Exactly.
But I feel like so many people hide things in relationships and they don't want to say what they need to say. So then they cheat, the person finds out, and it's like this whole thing. Instead of just walking up to the person beforehand and be like, hey, I'm not happy, I'm missing this part. Maybe try to fix it out. If it doesn't work out, if you don't want to fix it up, you leave. You both go your separate ways and you avoid the whole, like, I got cheated on, I cheated on this person. Because as soon as I find out a dude cheated on a girl, I dip.
Period.
Like, I don't.
Entertain that, yeah.
What I gotta say for you, trifling and dirty. And, like, that's exactly, like adding on to Cecilia's point, my mom always says this phrase, some people like to eat their cake and have it at the same time. And you can. You have to pick one.
Yeah. Wait, Delina, you had something to add before you cut. Did you still want to?
No, I was just saying, like, adding on to what Brie was saying, how drunk actions are sober thoughts. Like, it's never. Like, ever.
No, it is crazy.
Like, if you're under the influence and you do something, quote unquote, stupid, like, it was just all the courage you needed to do that thing.
And the liquid courage is what
you weren't going to do it when you were sober because you knew it was wrong. But, you know, you can also play it off as an excuse when you're drunk. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like, if you're even, like, the thought of, like, being with another person, like, DMing other people with the intent of, like, getting their attention and stuff, you're just, like, you shouldn't be in a relationship at that point.
Yeah, fully.
I don't know.
And I know this, I don't know, I'll ask this question too. Who do you guys think cheats more? I know that's like generalizing again, but.
1, 2, 3, men.
Men. I think it's men. No, I think it could be even, but women are better at hiding it.
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys some logic. Just hear me out here.
Okay.
Why I think men cheat more is that it dates back to historical times. Okay, if you look at it, back in the day, way, way, way back in the day, men were allowed to have multiple women. And in some countries, they still are.
True. Okay.
Seen. Men were never, you could never accuse a man for cheating. That was normal. And if you ever did, they could, you know, and, you know, like, you weren't allowed to do it. If you cheated, they would be like, what? Like, if a man cheated and you confronted them, they would be like, seriously, like, you're not doing something right. So I'm not going to dispose of the fact that women do cheat. They do. But why I think they do it less is because historically, holy, if your husband just had the idea that you were cheating, you would either be killed, executed, stoned to death, whatever it might be. And that happened a lot. If you take it back in the Bible, Mary was so scared to tell Joseph that she was pregnant because she was a virgin. And she was, everybody was going to stone her alive. Why? So crazy. So now if we think back, that goes back to Cecilia's point about how women may cheat. I don't think they cheat more, but they cheat, but they're better at hiding it. 100%, you know, we got them brains, we smart. But I feel like it dates back historically because if women had to cheat, it's their life. They can't play with it. So they have to learn how to cheat properly and with sense. I rest my case.
Very interesting. I do like this historical timeline we went through. I'm going to pass it on to Brie and then we'll go Liz.
Yeah, so when you were saying all that, I was just thinking it's interesting because like you're just, like explaining it through history, but I think that history was set up in a way that makes it more acceptable for men to cheat. Mm-hmm. I also think that society sees promiscuity in men as acceptable, but not in women. Uh-huh. And so when a man is promiscuous, it's like an accomplishment. But when a woman steps out on a man, it's like, she's words that I probably shouldn't use, but like, you know what I mean? She's seen as lesser than because mm-hmm. she was not able to, you know, why wasn't your man the one, like, why are you finding multiple men to satisfy you type thing? When men are never told that they should just be satisfied by one woman, they can have as many women as they want because that's just like, it's a conquest. They make lists, you know, like, why is it that guys like to inflate their numbers, but women like to decrease theirs? Woo! What is that about? So it's just like, you know, I just think that men will cheat more because it's socially acceptable in a sense to kind of like have multiple partners, like you can get away with it. But with women, like if you're a woman that cheats on their significant other, that is gonna follow you, like, and it's gonna be something that's known, especially like in a place, I guess, let's say like Laurier. Everyone knows everyone through someone or another. Like, if you're like, oh, that girl cheated on their man, it's like, ew, I don't want that girl because, you know, but like if it's a guy that cheats on a girl, it's like, oh, maybe he'll change for me. So it's just different standards, I think. I think it's just seen differently when people of different genders cheat.
No, for sure. And I'm going to hand it off to Liz.
I feel like in going off of Bree's point, it definitely is what they can get away with, because every single time a man cheats, I feel it's like, how much can I do that I can get away with? Like, if I do this, I know, like, I'll still be accepted back type of thing. Whereas if a girl was to cheat, it would be over. But I also think, like, women have more opportunities to cheat than men, if you think about it. Like,
explain.
More okay, like, okay, even if we think about like the way that men and women's jobs or whatever are set up, I'm not saying that that has changed over the years, but usually like women can stay at home for longer periods of time. Like, let's say when you have a kid, right, you're on maternity leave or whatever, you're taking care of the children, your man's going off to work, a plumber or whatever can just slide in the house, you know what I mean? And plus women get approached more than men, if you really think about it. Like,
the men approach women though,
they go get okay, but I'm saying there's okay, like, if you think about your DMs in comparison to a guy, mm-hmm. you're getting more propositions to do something with a guy than a guy.
But then you have to think about what Bree said in the beginning about standards. Women are very, very selective, while a guy, as soon as he gets the opportunity, he's going for it.
No, but okay, how many opportunities would he have? Think about the regular guy. Like, for example, let's say a bunch of guys are hitting you up every day, you get at least one DM, right? That's how many opportunities for you to cheat. But a guy, let's say he shoots his shot 10 times. How many times is it really going to go in? Yeah. And how many girls will really allow him, even if once it's a day? No value.
Do you even know them? Not to be rude, everybody's beautiful in God's eyes, 100%.
Okay.
But you could even say that we can agree to disagree, but broke men get a lot of punani.
No, but I'm trying to say,
guys, that we would look at and be like, oh, no.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm also saying, like, the likelihood of them having all these options available is slimmer than a girl. It is. Because taking, they have to hit up their girl. The girl, like, what is really the likelihood of a girl saying, okay, yeah, like,
it's very likely. Do you know how sex is in the society?
We know how.
Yeah, go ahead, Bri. Okay, because I was actually thinking about what you're saying, Liz, and I agree, because if you think about it, let's just get, when you go to the club, beer guys just up in your business, but look, all these guys standing in the corner, not doing anything, just sipping their drink, not getting approached.
Or shooting their shot and getting declined.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, like, what girls in the club, like, you're probably going to get approached at least one time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, because it's, like, set up so that, you know, women have to be chased and men have to do the chasing. That's exactly how society is set up right now. But then, I was thinking, this doesn't make sense, because if we want to link it back and say, oh, men don't know what they're doing, it's more acceptable for men to cheat because it's not emotional, blah, blah, they're the ones that have to chase.
Thank you. I'm not going to cheat.
It actually makes no sense. Like, it literally,
that man that comes up to me is he could be taken. That's what I'm trying to say. If he comes up to me and I allow him, he could be a taken man. A man has to go after the girl. I can't cheat unless a man comes to me.
But then again, it's more valuable to have a woman that doesn't cheat, because you have so many options.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, if there's a girl that's like, so that's like the same like setup as like women that have low body count numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen as like such an accomplishment, especially if they're considered conventionally beautiful, because it's like, wow, look at you, and then look how like much restraint you have, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. Because even like, I'm not gonna air out my business or anything, but like when guys ask me a certain question, and you guys know the question, and I answer it, they're always like shocked, like, what? Like, wow, like with the, like, you know, with the body you have, and like, mind your business, you don't need to know all that. You know, like, they're really like, wow, like, I can't believe it. But if a guy was to, like, you know, like, if I see, like, I never really put a body or a facial look to a man's body count. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's never like, oh, if he has a low body count, he's so worthy. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
I want to, like, spin that question. Let's go off of it. Like, does body count matter to you guys? Yes. Like, is that a...
Yeah, I was literally just going to say, like, so Val, if this guy's in the hundreds, you're just, you're blessed. Like, yeah.
I meant in a sense that it's like, I don't really like, I don't know, like, I don't book it. Like, okay, for instance,
it doesn't
like,
dictate. Yeah.
Like, a guy has told me that women having a body count higher than 5 is, she's a hoe. I mean, she's promiscuous. Yeah, I've heard that. Guys have told me that while they have a kill count of 30 or 50.
See, that's what
and they're looking me in my eyes telling me, oh, she can only have 5. That's it. Seriously, only 5. If you pass 5, seriously, you're nasty. So it's just like, that's why I'm saying that, like, when guys say, like, oh, like, my kill count's like 10, like, I'm not looking at them like, oh my gosh, you're like disgusting. I'm just kind of like, calm. But 100, oh, no. And mind you, like, yeah, go see you.
I talked to this one dude and he's like, yeah, I think my body count's around 70. Like 70. And yeah, he's like, I think.
No, goes, like, I think. It's not. Like, no, Michael, it's actually not
so common.
Even, like, it's not even uncommon for guys to have body counts that high, especially in university. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
And it's not even the cute athletes. Ones.
What'd you say? Bri, I didn't hear the secret.
Athletes.
Athletes on here, I'm not online. Like,
So when you're like, you go to a school where like being athletic and being on a team is praised, bro, Bear Girls just growing themselves.
And left, the brain center. Guys literally don't see a kill count of 70, 50 as low. They think it's average. They're like, no, like that's normal. And I'm just like, my head gets itchy. I'm like, what? But then yet you want a girl to be like, no, 5, and seriously call it quits, because after that, like, that's your dirty. Can you imagine? The devil is a lie.
Michael, go ahead.
Like I was saying, Kat, because I was assuming that like he probably was like, you know, like a first year, like, you know, someone that was like 18, whatever. That's why I was like, okay, that's chill. But like, I do know that, like, especially like at Laurier or like even like U Ottawa, like, you know, like it's normal for like guys to have that type of kill count, whatever. But I just think the reason why it is, it's like that, or the reason why it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot my point. But anyways, it's just like the fact that I think it's almost normalized to the point where, yeah, that's my point. Okay, oh my gosh, it came to my mind. It's the reason why, because like, it's almost like men have like a type of thing where if you have like a lesser kill count, it's more like innocence, like, oh, like that's cute, da 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 da, and like, you know, they can like approach that. But when it's like above a certain number, it's like, okay, yo, like you're on, you know, back to like the whole like, you know, like she's a blank, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like it seemed as more desirable for women to have more, have less, because it draws more innocence to that woman. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't agree with it, and it's wrong. But yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't understand this whole thing about body count. So long as it's not growing while we're together, I'm not too bent out of shape over it. But go ahead, Liz.
I feel like the reason why guys want girls to have a lower body count is because of like masculinity. They don't want anybody to have done it better than them. Like a guy's biggest thing is his ego, right? So he wants to have be the biggest whatever you've been with. He wants to be the best that you've been with. And if he knows that you've had experience or you've had other opportunities, it's gonna like make him question his ability or his worth, like in that type of situation.
Okay, go ahead, Michael. Oh, Delina, go ahead and then go, Michael.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna say, like, it's okay to have, I guess, a preference for your body count if it's within reason. So for instance, like if you have a body count of 70 and you're like, this girl can't have a body count like more than 5, like that's not
what, yeah,
because obviously to you it's just fun, so why can't it just be fun to her as well? But then I understand on the other side, like if you don't have that many bodies and like, because it's intimate, for instance, like I was saying, like it's a really intimate thing, then it's okay to want someone who doesn't have that many bodies because you put value on it. You clearly practice that, like that's important to you. So you can ask that of someone else, but you can't be a hypocrite when it comes to like any of this.
Derek vibes, Derek vibes.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Nah, she said what I was gonna say.
It's honestly interesting to think about. I don't know. I feel like it's very, there's so many layers to that question. And I don't know, many factors just, to consider. Like,
yeah, I just, there's like that thing about like the untouched aspect of it. And like to a sense, like the pure aspect. But like, if you're dutty yourself, then go bathe and other someone else. Like, I actually just, how then you want to dutty up this person?
Like,
just think about it. If you're 70 deep and they're dutty, like too deep, you're all your 70 is just duttying up whatever, like you're just spoiling it. So go find someone else to bother, because like Delina said, like it makes sense, you know, especially like I feel like your values aren't gonna align when it comes to sex and what you believe about sex. If you're someone that's dated and only slept with a few people and the person that you have interest in has been around, like because they're just like freer, more liberal, and whatever, like you guys, I just think the values are different. So that makes sense what you're saying, Delina. But like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me how you're gonna be like, I want them to be clean and pure with your whole black
foot. You know what's crazy? They want them to be clean and pure, but they want them to be so experienced too. Like, you
need
to do that, like up, down, toss this way and everything. But it's like, but how is she gonna have all this experience?
I'm so itchy. Like, I can't believe it. Like, no, that's facts, because these guys want freaky deaky yell. But they don't want girl that's, you know, about that life. Like, you don't. Like, a freaky girl is going to get freaky, period, because she's freaky. So, like, what are you asking for? And then there's these ones. There's the ones that There's the ones that like will go after girl that don't want to have boom shakalaka laka. The men that just keep pressing it on them and they don't want to have it. Like they're the ones that fool you about, oh no, I want to cuff you, but no, they don't. They just want to hit it and quit it. Trifling.
Trifling. Okay, on that note, I think we're gonna wrap up this topic, this section, and we're gonna move on to our next segment, which is Val tripping? It is Val's segment. We're so excited. I'm gonna hand it over to Miss Zach.
Hey guys. Okay, so sometimes I really be thinking I'm tripping because hold on, these people are distracting me. Okay, anyway. Sometimes I think I'd be tripping because I'm actually very sensitive. Like I'm super soft. So actually these questions have nothing to do with being soft. Like sometimes I just think I'm tripping because I don't know. So I'm gonna ask y'all a few questions and I want you to tell me if I'm tripping or if I'm not and why I'm not tripping or why I'm tripping or why I'm not tripping. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So first things first, I hate it when people tie their Air Forces. I can't stand it. Why are you tying a little bow on the sneaker? Why? I don't like it. Is Val tripping? Let me know.
I'm going to say no. I also agree with that. I think it's just like, it's a weird look.
Very bad.
So you just put the shoelaces in the sneaker?
Yeah, like if you tuck it in, but what if you like loose lace it and then it's just like a little like knot on the top? It's just like a lazy one, you know?
No, I don't like the knot at all. Like, I don't like it. The laces need to be tucked in. So, Bree, do you think I'm tripping?
To be honest, I think you are. As long as you're not, like, dad tying it, like, you know, you're not every single one, then you're fine.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I don't know. I feel like it has to be tucked in.
It has to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could tie it, like, underneath the like tongue and then do it that way. An alternative,
it just needs to be tucked in, like it's secure. Air Forces don't like slip off, like they're good. Okay, so next one, I don't know if you guys watch mukbangers or mukbangers, like the people that eat.
Yeah,
yeah. I just get so itchy every time, like when they're showing the food and then they start smiling or they want to take a bite of the food and they start smiling. Why are you smiling? Like they'd be like a bite.
Because they know it's gonna be good.
I don't like it. It's so annoying. Why? Do you smile when you eat your food? I've never seen someone be like,
Val, you smile when you eat your food.
No, I don't. So I don't smile. Did I smile?
Yes.
I said this burger is
Val ordered a burger and she was smiling at the burger before she lifted up and she ate. So
guys, this is the biggest lie because I don't look at my dish though. I don't take a bite and be like, I don't do that. I eat.
Okay, so when you take a video of the food before you eat and you take the Yes, you what?
No,
you take the video and you're gonna post it on IG.
That's how I know you're lying because I didn't even take a video of my food yesterday. How about that?
People do.
And no one smiles. No one. Let me know, guys. Do you smile when you take a video of your food? No.
I'm like enjoying it, happy to eat it. Yes.
You smile when you're eating.
Why are you mad that people are happy to have food?
Liz, anyways,
I get what Val is saying. Like, if I was smiling, I wouldn't want anyone to see. Like, I feel like that's so embarrassing. Like, me just smiling down at my food. For what?
That's so ugly. And they'd be literally showing to you. They'll bring it back.
Are they supposed to be frowning?
Like, no, but it just show the food and take a bite. You're wasting about 10 seconds of my life by going.
But you wanted to waste your time if you're watching mukbangers. Like,
Wait, Bree's had her hand up this whole time. I want her to go.
I just think it's strange to sit there and watch and listen to someone chomping down on their food. Like, hearing people chew makes me uncomfortable. Like,
it actually makes me so uncomfortable.
I think there's levels to it. There's levels because some people be doing the most.
No,
I don't like making extra noises.
I don't want to hear no like, but that's the whole point of like a mukbang, like ASMR, is to hear like the like.
Yeah, but like there's certain ways that they eat. Like I'm just talking about regular. I don't like the sloppy eaters or the. No, but these people eat so elegantly, and then you just hear the ooh. Girl, I could watch Mubans all day.
So why are you hating?
I know.
I don't like it much. This particular ASMR, I forget her name, ASMR gal or whatever, she always be smiling. It's annoying. Nobody else smiles when they're about to eat their food. So why are you smiling all the time? It's annoying. Michael, go on.
I guess we still eat it. Like, everybody in my house, like, I'd be in my room. I was in the basement. I'd be hearing him chew. I'm like, bro, like, relax. You know what I'm saying?
You're a liar, like, Michael. You're so lying.
I'm not. Joe, like, he's eating cereal and like at 8 a.m. bro, and I'm hearing it. I'm hearing. And it gets me so cheese. Like ever since like he was a youth, he's been doing it. And like to me, like bear people do this, and it gets cheese. Like, can you just close your mouth? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not a cow fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, relax. Gets me heated.
I'm telling you, if you watch the right ASMRs, Michael, like, I'm telling you, like, it's
that's normal. Insane. They hit.
They hit.
Never gonna hit. Like, I'm never gonna be like hearing someone chomping and swallowing their food and think, yeah, I can do this all day. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. That's so cool. Like, cringy.
I was actually thinking about making my own videos, like my own channel.
Like, I'm actually weird. Like, I listen to my friends eat Skittles. Like, I'll literally sit there while they're eating their Skittles because my one friend, she eats these sour Skittles a specific way. It's kind of like she sucks the sour part first and then, like, in her mouth. And then after she'll, ooh, I'll literally just sit there and watch it.
It's this actually, sounds horrific.
It's actually so soothing. Like, I can't explain.
The one thing I like, the ASMRs I like, is like the cooking the food, like the chocolate.
Yeah.
Sizzle it up. That, I'm like, I can hear, I can smell it.
Yeah. Like
the preparation, you know?
Okay, like, so is Val tripping or not?
I don't think you. Oh, wait. What was even the question?
About smiling before you eat.
Honestly, if you're making a video and you're not happy to eat it, then don't.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Yeah. Okay.
If you're just going to sit there with your food, like,
no, like, you don't need to be grungy, but okay, like I'm talking about they have their food. You can smile, show it to me, but this is them. They'll get a bite and they'll be like, they'll write in the caption, big bite, and then they'll search my silent.
But why are you watching them if it bothers you so much?
It's only something.
Liz, I'm not gonna repeat myself. I said I enjoy that. And ASMR, yeah, she does the best ones, but she just smiles. I
know, but listen, Val watches the nastiest ones too.
No, I don't.
Like they'll be eating octopus legs, slurping it all over.
She's so loud. I watched one King Crab video in front of her, and she'll never let me lose it now.
Because okay, before she used to go to bed, she used to be watching mukbangs. Who does? Yeah. What did they do?
I before I go to bed. Yo, that's how I got into it.
I remember back
that would give me nightmares. Like I would have nightmares, and the supervillains in my dreams would be making those sounds.
I'm dead.
Like, I remember somebody back when they were broke.
It would sound like slurping octopus. Like it would be so horrible, bro. No.
I feel like only certain videos can like.
It's all
allowed.
It's not all. Like some be so nasty, they be letting the food drip all the way down.
Yeah.
Smack it. It's the consistency. It's the punishment. Yeah. It's the way you close your mouth and chew. Like that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's the food. The food they be eating is looking good. Okay. Anyways, I guess you guys think I'm not tripping, so it's okay. So next one. I don't know about y'all, but I hate fast driving. I don't like them. I don't like people that go over the speed limit. I don't like it. It's unacceptable. Why you have to drive so fast? And why are you going shooting in and out of lanes? Don't do that. You're giving me hypertension. I'm not on a roller coaster. Drive properly. Am I tripping or not?
You're not tripping.
You're not.
And also, this is coming from someone with like really bad motion sickness. Like, I prefer people who drive, like, they don't stop and start and go fast and go slow because you need to slow down because there's a car. Like, I'm about to vomit in the backseat. So, yeah, you're not tripping.
Also, like, what are you trying to do when you're driving all reckless and crazy? Like, what's the point?
Exactly.
You don't
My mom always says that they have to go to the washroom. Like, that's every time somebody's going really fast, they're like, they probably have to go to the washroom.
The thing is, we're going to be the exact same red light. Like, we're going to be
right.
You're not getting
any time. You're not making up any time. Like, okay. See, but the one thing I don't agree on is, like, the highway. Because if it's a clear highway, not going to lie, I'm going 120. I'm not going 100.
I hate that when people see a clear road, they say, it's my road. Like,
120 is not fast, though.
It is fast. It gives me hypertension. Like, go 110 max. Why I got to be 10 more? Like, me and my sister Becky, we bump heads. Because if I see her go over, I'm like, Becky, you're going too fast. And she gets so angry.
On the highway, like, clear road, like.
I don't like it. Like, I don't know.
I don't like the streets like that. Like, if you're, like, on the street, like, no.
I prefer ugly more than on the highway. The highway gives me so much anxiety. It's ridiculous because it's so big. There's no stoplights. Like, if they're driving fast on the street, they're going to have to stop eventually. Highway, boom. I don't know when the trauma is gonna end.
Even if there's nobody there, like around. Like,
I don't know what bothers me. Like, one time my friend came to pick me up, and they're going 120 on the bridge. You know the bridge to get onto the. Why? Why do you?
Why are we zooming?
I just got some flashbacks when I said that.
No, because my dumb. I was so dumb. I got into the car with this girl. I really needed to get home, and she had drank a little bit, and she was speeding on the bridge, and the car almost flipped over.
Oh my god.
No, for real, I thought I was about to meet my maker that day. I was scared.
It's funny now, but oof.
That's also too, like,
That's dangerous.
When you think about it, like, a lot. Okay, some people got their licenses in high school, whatever, but I feel like a lot of people get their license, like, around, like, first year, kind of. So, to be doing all that, you haven't even been driving for that long. You know, like, who's to say, like, I don't trust anyone. I feel like when I was younger, I used to trust any and whoever that could drive to drive.
Yep.
But now I'm like, even when I'm with my mom now, I'm like, wait. Are you going to slow down? Or she'll be talking to me like,
yeah, my mom got out too. She keep looking at me. I'm like, mom.
She'll be talking to me with her whole head turned like 90 degrees. We're on the highway. The road is here. Like, but I don't know. Just to a degree, like, I think you're tripping. If it's like a 1-2, like, if the road is like, okay, what if like the speed limit is like a 50 street and the person's going 60? Are you like,
No. If you go 10 over, I'm not pet. But as soon as you go 20 over, like, me and you are going to have to fight because you're just doing too much at that point. Like, I don't appreciate it. But, yeah, that's just mine. So, hopefully, I find a man that drives slow because, you know, these boys out here, race car every day, and then the noise effect in the back, plop, 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 giving me heart attack. No, that's what we're not going to do.
Guys, I live on, like, Ezra and King, and every night it's really, like, the muffler. Like,
that is so, it is such an ugly sound for me. I don't understand why people are, like, revving it all the time. Like,
also, so embarrassing if you're in the car with a guy, or even if you just see these guys with their beat up cars revving their engine and their music blasting. I'm so sorry.
Like, bye. What are we doing?
What are you doing? Just drive at the normal speed. Like, you didn't have, you could go unnoticed. You could have gone unnoticed.
Ain't nobody had to know that was you.
When it comes to like your man driving or whatever, like, would you be mad if they were like super slow, with just two hands on the wheel, like up close to the front? Like, does that bother you guys?
No, that's my type. That's my type. I love the safe driver.
Bro, if they're not hitting the like barely looking in reverse, if they're not doing this, if it's not a one hand, I don't want it. Like
down the street,
it needs to be.
Michael, you better leave me alone. But
if my man is out here, like, I just don't trust him, honestly. But he can't be going like revving his engine, you know.
That's ugly. I will literally get out of the car if you're doing
that. Hey, stop dissing the safe drivers. But like, I'm not gonna lie, I can take a look on one hand because, you know, one left hand is steering, the other is gripping, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just don't like fast drivers. Like, Michael, what's up?
That's cute to y'all. Like the one hand thing, like that's cute.
That's cute. And it's whoo, this the
yes, it's like, whoa, okay, wait. The one hand with the watch,
and the then watch.
Like, your hand with the other one, or like on your leg, it gets me. It just gets me. It's the simple things.
It's the simple things in life. Like, it's I'll never things in life.
If you know how to parallel park with ease, it's game over. It's a wrap.
You know, I never even thought of that.
If you can parallel park and you're not sweating, like, good job. Good job. Like, it's a wrap. Like, when I'm parallel parking, guys, it's so
the stress.
Bad.
The stress I'm under.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Okay, this is it's gonna be a little bit more harsh. We're not on like the easy flowy topics, but I'm trying to see, is Val tripping or not? So we're gonna ask everything. Am I tripping if it annoys me that some lighter complexion females don't understand colorism? Am I wrong?
No, that stresses me out. Like, how do you not know the privilege you hold?
Yeah, because like I remember one time I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends. She's mixed, and she was just, the way she was talking about the issue, she's just like, oh, like I feel like sometimes Black females are too sensitive. Like, they get so like pressed about like everything when it comes to their like their race and their culture, and they'll say things like, oh, like. And I get what she's trying to say, how it's annoying. I completely understand, like, how people will be like, oh, like, the reason, like, you're, like, so, like, men are chasing after you is because you have a lighter complexion. Like, she feels like we're hating on, like they find that, like, you know, some women that are, like, darker, like, sometimes are hating on them. So what do you guys think? Because I kind of disagreed with her. Because what do you guys think? Am I tripping?
No, it's like an actual thing. Like, I like being mixed, and then I have mixed friends, and then I have friends who are darker. There's definitely a different, like, how they're treated by males. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, because I grew up in such a prominent, like, white community, mixed people were we're so fetishized, because it's like, we're not really Black, but we're not really white either. So it's like, you kind of get the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. And people just want that, because they're like, oh, I got this like light skin, I got this mixed chick. Like, they use it as a flex. And then when it's like a darker female, they're like, oh, she's dirty. Like, no, not going to do that. I'm like, it makes no sense. And some of my friends, I hate to say it, but they don't realize it. They don't see how like a guy will fully walk up to them, and then their Black friend is standing right next to them, and they'll be completely ignored. Mm-hmm. And then they're so oblivious to it. And it's like, people don't want to claim their Black side until they're ready to say the N word. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I stand there and I just leave. Like, I get up and I've left friendships because they don't realize that they have somewhat of a privilege, even having just a bit of white in them.
Exactly.
Or even just being lighter.
Because I'm not gonna sit here and say that like I'm mixed or anything, but like I am of a lighter complexion compared to like most of my cousins and everything, because you know, we African, we Nigerian. And I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that I didn't get a little advantage. I'm not, like, and I remember like the first time like my cousins like said it, I was like, what, 11 or 8 when some like white guy came and hollered at me in Wonderland. And they're like, oh, like the only reason he came to talk to you is because you're light skinned. And I was like, what? Like, and I got so like offended. I was just like, what do you mean? Like, no, that's not the reason. It's because he genuinely thinks I'm pretty. What's wrong with you? Whatever. But then to take in, both her and my sister are like dark, like they're chocolate, like, you know, like, and I'm like, you know, pretty fair. Like I'm on the lighter like spectrum. And then when I grow up, I notice it more when people tell me, oh, like, you're like pretty like light for like a black girl. Like I would date you. Like, yeah, you're not like the other black girls. And I'm like, oh, so this is real. Like it is low-key real, like how your skin complexion can take you to another dimension. So I don't know. And I tried to explain that to her, but I don't think like she was fully understanding like the difference of, we're not trying to bully you, we're just letting it be, like we're letting you know, like become more of aware of it.
Yeah, I also think that goes back to like what Brie was saying, not this thing, but a few episodes back, about like palatable. Like light-skinned women are more palatable in our society, and they do have this privilege, I'd say, like to live a different experience.
I was gonna say, I was watching a TikTok and it was like, it's not talking about light-skinned women, but it was like black men, racism, and it like connected the dots. And then it was like black men, colorism, and then it was like this long drawn out line, and then at the end it just said preference, which I thought was super funny, because it's like we're just trying to like fool ourselves that society hasn't trained us to like lighter complexions, because white just is closer to superiority and closer to like what is viewed as elite and like right, you know. But like, I don't know, I just feel like it needs to be unpacked on both sides, because it can't just be like, you know, we're saying, oh, like, you know, to like light skinned woman, like, you know, you have so much privilege and blah 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 blah, because like realistically they still at the end of the day have the choice whether they want to go out with this man or not. But how about the men? Why are they, you know, continuously choosing lighter skinned women over darker skinned women? You know, why is it that darker skinned women have to be held to such a higher standard, but the lighter you get on the spectrum, it's like, you know, she can do whatever, look whatever, be whatever, but a dark skinned woman has to be educated, in, you know, smart, good looking, put together all the time. But then we go over to like, let's just say, I don't know, it's just less of, I just feel like there's less requirements to meet for a lighter skinned person to be deemed attractive that are not like physical. And I think that we need to hold men responsible for that, not like women.
But I feel like we be screaming that, but black men say, you know, like they be just, like, at this point, it's kind of, like, I get it, like, we can't, like, we can say, like, oh, yeah, mixed woman, like, you have a privilege, lighter complexion woman, you have a privilege, all that we want, and they're gonna say, okay, what do you want me to do about it, you know, there's not much to do about it. But I just feel like, what do we, like, I don't know how to change black men's, like, perception about it, because it's, like, we tell them all the time, like, you guys are, like, come on, wake up, like, anybody can be beautiful, despise their, like, skin tone, like, get over this phase, it's really ugly. But I don't know, Michael, what you think?
Well, like, honestly, like, you don't think that like dark skinned women don't find like light skinned men more preferable, or in case palatable, in a sense?
I mean, to be honest, if I'm gonna be dead honest, no, not really. Like, when I think back to like the light skin phase that happened, like with men, when everybody wanted a light skin guy, it was more so like women, like white girls. Like every time in my school, I'd be like, oh, like, do you like black guys or whatever? And they're like, well, I like the light skins. Like, that's what I remember. And like, of course, like anybody's gonna be like, yeah, like I like there would be black girls that say that too. But to me personally, what I see is that like Black women just like whoever they like. Like, if he's light skin, cool. If he's dark skin, cool. You don't really hear Black women say, oh, he gotta be light skin, or oh, I only like light. To me, I don't hear it, and I don't really see posts about it. I could be wrong, but that's just,
I think it was a phase. I think that what you brought up to, like, the light skin phase, because I went through it. I was like, oh my god, 6 foot tall, light skin, lanky, yes, oh my god, he plays ball,
oh my god.
Yeah, it was just horrific. But like but like, I just think that it's like more so, I don't know, I agree with you, Val, like I don't think it's as much like perpetuated as much on like the female side.
Well, like, oh,
sorry. No, go ahead, Michael.
Is this like, because like my mom, she's like a bit, like she's like a bit dark, right? But like her parents and like the society that was in Ghana was like, the lighter you are, the better
looking you are.
And my dad does not look like me. Like, I got more of my mom. She's like, my dad's lighter. Like, he looks like Val. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, and then when it comes to like other like women as well, like they've been taught the same thing, and like these are dark-skinned women. So I'm like, I never been taught, oh, like, you know, like the lighter you are, like that's like, I never thought like that. Like, that's just how like my mom raised me, because like she was like, hey, like that was kind of like, you know, like a wrong aspect that like her parents taught or whatever. So yeah. Just like I come across it like not many times, but like a few instances where like a girl was like, yeah, like my mom taught me this, like my parents taught me this, and like I don't see like dark-skinned men as attractive because they're dark, you know. So that was just like, oh, like I thought it was like kind of coming, like I thought it was coming from both sides, like, you know, I didn't know it was like coming from guys.
Because I see what you're saying, but to me personally, like even if you go on like Black Couples or whatever, you'll see predominantly Black women with dark-skinned men. Like, to me, I've never heard that. Like, it's so, like, even to think of a Black female to say, oh yeah, light skin, I don't hear that. Like, or even hear, like, I've never actually heard it, to be honest. So I'm gonna keep it a buck. The last time I heard it was on Girlfriends, when Tony didn't want to date a dark-skinned guy. That's the only time I heard it. But and in a way, Michael, I still see where you're coming from, because it's still that like idea. Because like, for instance, when I was younger, I had a crazy white boy phase, like a crazy one, and it was because I was just so insecure about being Black, and I just felt like being with a white guy, like a white guy's like up here, like Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson, all white guys are up here. If they find me attractive, oh my goodness, nobody, no other race can tell me anything. You know what I mean? So I could see some women still having that persona, like, oh, if I get a light-skinned man, like, I'm obviously beautiful, because if they're lighter than me, they're, like, highly praised. And if they look at me as a darker complexion, they find me beautiful. I still see it like, oh, like, it still exists 100%. But for me, predominantly, it's more in the male community than for females, because I don't know what's going on with your man them, but they need to fix up. Because you also have to think about like the American dream ideology that men like have. Like, once they get that big figure, they want to get like that white picket fence and that like complexion woman, you know? Okay. Next topic. T, tell me if I'm taking up too much time.
No, you're good.
Okay. So I hate it when somebody wants to talk smack about somebody, like, oh my gosh, I don't like her. Like, oh my gosh, her breast thing. But like, did you see what she was wearing yesterday? It's so ugly. And then they want to come when Susie comes around. They're like, oh, hey, Susan. Like, yeah, like, you know, oh, Susan's fine. And then you'd be like, why did you do that? Like, why are you buddy with them? Oh, like, I'm just trying to be mature. I'm being cordial. Like, you know, like, even though I don't like her, I'm going to still be cordial. No, you're fake. Am I tripping or not?
I just think it's a certain personality type you have to have to be able, because you can't even lie to me as a girl, as a female, as a woman. I know that we all talk shit about people. Oh, sorry. We all talk smack about people.
100%.
And it takes a certain personality and like a certain like just like knowing within yourself that like you don't care if that person knows what you think, to not
exactly
be like
quote unquote fake around them, because at the end of the day, I just think it comes down to, like, I guess confidence is not the word I'm looking for. I guess security within yourself, because I'm like you, Val, like if I don't like you and I like, you know, and if we're in the same room together, it's a high vibe, but it's not, oh my God, I love your shirt. Oh my God. Like, I'm not going to be rude to you, but yeah, I'm civil. Going out of my way to make conversation with this person that I've already made it clear that, like, we're just not, like, we're just not on the same page, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think that just because, like, also girls are just supposed to be, like, so nice to each other all the time and stuff, even though we know we're talking smack or, like, behind each other's backs if, like, so-and-so doesn't like so-and-so and you've heard it through whoever, but, like, you're supposed to put on that you're nice to everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, women, I think. And so when you're, like, outwardly not nice or quote-unquote fake to someone, it's like, why is she not being nice to that person, when really, like, you shouldn't be forced to be nice to someone that you don't like.
Yeah,
like, if you don't like that person, you don't like the person, you don't have to be rude, but, like, you don't have to be outwardly, like, just, like, going out of your way to, like, have niceties that you don't believe in.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like, if I don't like someone, like, I'll be civil. Like, I'm not going to be disrespectful or anything, obviously. But I just don't have it in me. Like, I don't have the energy to be putting on a facade or some next level acting like we're besties. Because that's just not the type of person I am. Like, I'll be nice to you, whatever, but...
That's what I really don't understand about women, is, like, so many of my friends will talk trash about, like, another friend. I'm like, go up to them and tell them this issue. Like, talk to the issue. Stop coming to me, because then I'm, like, a third person in this whole thing. I don't want to be caught up in it. I don't want my name brought up when you two are fighting and you're like, oh, I talked to so-and-so about this and they said this and this. Don't bring me into this. I'm playing both sides. I don't want to be caught playing both sides. Like, don't come to me with an issue that can be easily solved. And if you don't like each other, just be like, be civil and just go your separate ways, you know? Like, even if you're in a mutual friend group, that doesn't mean that you guys have to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But being civil, like, is one thing.
I feel like that comes with age, though, what you're saying, Cecilia. Because, like, if you're in a mutual friend group and you say you don't like someone or you just don't get along with someone in that friend group, I think my high school self actually... maybe, like, me in grade 9 and 10 would be quote-unquote fake to that person, because I'm not trying to be the only one that's, like, rude, you know? Like, I'm not trying to be that girl that is rude, one, and two, because if you do say stuff and, like, try and talk through the problem, some girls, like, take that to heart, you know? I think that the big, like, thing with addressing an issue head-on with women is that, like, women remember stuff. I don't know. I just feel like it depends on how you say it. It has to be in the right moment, because if you say something that can be perceived as, like, malicious, then they're always going to remember that. And I think that a lot of people may just find it easier to, like, vent off to the side and then just, like, hold that anger in when they're in a public situation. Because, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes you don't know how to, like, tell someone, hey, like, I don't like when you do this, or, you know, we just don't have to be super close friends. Like, I don't mind just, like, chilling with you, like, in a group, but I'm not trying to, like, chill with you one-on-one. Like, some people might take this to heart because they may not feel the same way, but I think that comes with age. I don't know. I feel like it comes, like, as you get older, you just are more secure within yourself to, like, say, hey, like, you know, you're not going to go out of your way to chill, yeah, one-on-one with someone if that's not the type of friend they are to you.
But I feel like it's in a way, like, I just don't like it if, like, you can be, like, say if you come to me and, like, yo, like, bro, like, what Susan does cheeses me, like, I can't stand how, like, she'll do this, that, and the third. If, like, you're not ready to go speak on that, that's a whole different scenario. I'm talking about when you are, like, genuinely just tearing somebody up. You're talking so much smack that you deadass can't say to their face, like, yo, like, did you see her eyebrows? They were so ugly. Like, you're just hating. Like, I wouldn't say hating, but like, you could just tell you don't like that person. But two tools when you're in their face, hey girl, like, I don't like that. That's so fake. Like, keep energy. I'm all about keeping the same energy. If I see you moving phony, to me, you're automatically phony, even if you're not doing it to me. Because if you do it to her, you could do it to me.
Yeah, I think that's two-faced. I remember in high school, like, there was this group of girls that were friends, and every time one of them left, they would all talk, like, smack about that person that left. And I would sit there and, like, look at it like, what the hell?
Like, how are you friends to begin
with? How are you guys friends?
I was close with a group like that, and they're, like, I even questioned him, like, how come you guys are talking trash while she just left? They're like, oh, we do it all the time. It's fine. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it's, no.
Yeah, that's like the, like, you, like, talk about someone in a group chat, but then you're commenting on their photo, like, oh, my God, stunning.
Yeah.
You look amazing. Like, just save it. You're just adding extra energy to be a fraudulent person.
Fraudulent. And it's ugly. Okay. So, next one. To me, I don't know about y'all, but to me, these hairdressers are taxing for no reason. When it comes to these single braids, they're taxing for no reason. These single braids don't even last that long. They're not permanent. How are you taxing me how much it costs for a designer bag? Like, you're doing too much, and I'm going to take them out. Do I get to keep the extensions and use it again? No. Is Valerie tripping or not?
No, you're not tripping. I feel like I've been seeing postings of like prices and stuff like this. And I'm like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous the standard that you need to be to get your hair done too. Like, just going off that.
It's ridiculous. Go, Brie.
I was just gonna say, like, I don't know if I can, like, say, because I'm just thinking, like, if I had my own business and I was catching carpal tunnel every day, I think I would charge $200 too. Like, I don't know. I think that I, like, singles, like, small braids, like, if that was your own business, you'd want to be paid for your work, especially if you do it really well. Mm. But the thing that I don't like is when, like, people that do hair charge extra for a certain textured hair.
Yeah.
That is, like, just say you don't know how to braid, or just say that you are discriminating against people that have, like, 4C hair. Like, why should it have to be, like, perfectly blown out, almost straight, for you to braid my hair without an extra charge?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the standard you have when you're going to get your hair done.
Lizzie Poo.
I feel like there's a lot of things, like, that hairdressers are really extra about, but at the same time, people are saying, oh, why should I pay this much, whatever. If you could do it yourself, then, like, don't be mad that somebody's charging for something that they worked hard to be good at. Like, for example, when people will say, oh my gosh, Arrogant Tay, his prices are ridiculous. But if they've worked so hard and they're of quality, why are you going to be cheap about the price? Then go to somebody who's not as good and don't complain.
But it's like, who's like lace fronts? Those pull out in a week.
But they're not supposed to last a long time. Think about it. Exactly. There's so much sweat buildup. It's really only supposed to look nice for maybe a week and a half.
Okay, so exactly. Paying, it's like, I don't know how much you charge. Is it a rack or something?
Who?
Arrogant Tay.
I think it's like 4K.
Yeah, like 4K for just a week. I don't know.
But he's worth it because think about all the clientele he's
obviously
doing.
Obviously, like, for the group he's doing it, that's nothing. 4K for Lala to get her hair done is nothing to her. Like, that's baby change. But looking, like, of course, I'm not spending no 4K. But even, like, regular hairstylists, like, when they lay your, like, hair, like, if you want to charge 100 or 200, to me, like, if you want to lay my hair for 100, whatever, like, I might allow it. But, like, it's literally going to lift in a week. Like, why is it bare dollars? And if you want to say all the material, all of that, glue is $30.
So then how come you can't do it yourself?
I can, but I'm just saying, I don't go get my hair done. And that's exactly the reason why. So I'm just speaking out of, I don't go do it.
No, I'm saying people, okay, like people will be like, oh, why is it so much for this, that, and the third? Okay. So if it's too much, learn how to do it yourself.
Period. But like, I feel like regardless of people having to learn how to do it themselves, it's still like, why is it so expensive? It's even like with healthcare, why is like to go into a hospital so expensive? Or a lot of these things that we have to pay for in this world, they're really expensive. And a lot of us find it kind of unreasonable, especially hair that's not forever. It's not permanent. It's just braids. Like, I just feel like it's just doing too much. I used to do a sew-in for $40. I used to get my hair braided for max $80, any length. So now that like people are taxing, like it's kind of crazy.
I feel like it's whatever it's worth it to you. Like if you don't want to pay that much, there's people who will do it for lesser. And if it's not the exact way that you want it, it's just about what you're willing to pay. Like, so
how much would you pay for braids? Like what's reasonable for you?
For braids, the most I'll pay is $200.
Okay, so if someone says, oh, my braids are $700, how are you going to react?
I'm going to say, okay, that's your price. I can find someone else to do it. Like, I don't understand why people
will be thinking in your brain.
Because I'll be like, I personally don't want to spend that money. If I'm not going to sit here and negotiate your price for with
you. No, but no one's saying negotiate. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I just feel now that they're taxing. Like, that's all I said.
No, I would be like, if that's what you want to equate yourself as, I'm sure you'll have people who are going to drop $700 on you.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my gosh, you're taxing. You're so expensive. I'll just go on Instagram and find somebody else who's within my budget. It is what it is. Like,
even lie because we.
I'm not even capping.
I'm gonna bring up a screenshot and I'm actually gonna mad embarrass.
About
braid prices? Just don't even trip. I'm gonna find it, guys. Mark my words. I'm gonna send it in the chat because she's so loud. But
good luck finding it because I haven't done braids in a year. So find it.
I'm gonna find it.
And go ahead.
When I do, just mark my. Remember how she said, "Oh yeah, like I completely understand your prices. Like I'm just gonna go." Okay, but anyways,
what
next is Val tripping. Okay, why is it that when you curve a man, they diss you? Why?
Because their ego got hurt. So all of a sudden, they just have to say, "I never even wanted you in the first place," like, because their butt hurt. And they weren't expecting their rejection.
Okay. Michael, what you think?
Well, it's because, like, a man's, like, ego is super fragile. So if you're able to, like, you know, disrespect him by not, you know what I'm saying, thinking he's attractive as well, or, like, you know, agreeing to what he's trying to say, whatever, then it's just ego. His ego's fragile. That's the reality.
Because to me, I just find it so ugly. Like, if you got curved, just take your shot back, no chase, and move about your day. Like, why do you, like, they be sitting there cussing the girl. You're ugly. Your breast smells like tuna fish. Like, you look like a waffle head. You're ugly. Like, you're even stupid.
Who are y'all, like, talking to? I'm mad confused. Who are y'all, like, being approached by?
Okay. That's never personally happened to me.
Oh, okay. It won't
be that extreme, but it'll be like that person will be like, you know, I never even wanted you anyways, you know, like
they're fully trying to make a dig just to
just to like hurt your feelings because their feelings are hurt. But at the end of the day, it's like obviously that's not true because then you wouldn't have asked me to go out in the first place. So you're just hurt right now. But, like, I think that guys should just suck back their tears and go. Like, they don't have to do all that because it just looks, like, ugly. Like, it's a bad look.
Especially when it's in the DMs. It's, like, it's not even that serious.
Well, when they do publicly, their messages?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? It's not a public embarrassment. Like, I don't know why you're going off. And I'm not going to be, like, rude about it. I'm just going to be, like, nah, rather not. Like, I'm sorry. Moving on to the next. Like, what?
But I just feel like, honestly, I don't think I've ever been cussed at. I just watched the video of this girl. Like, this guy came up to her from the back and was just chatting up in her ear. And she's like, ew, like, can you go? Like, I don't want to talk to you. And he's like, and I'm looking at him like, oh, that's so ugly. What's wrong with you? Like, and I just had to remember, like, that thing just, ooh. I don't even know how I'm gonna react if a guy does it to me. Like, I think like my mouth is just gonna go out of control. I'm gonna be like, if I'm ugly, why are you talking to me? Are you mad that an ugly girl curved you? What is it? What? One. I'm gonna go off. I don't care. So is Val tripping or not?
No, you're not tripping.
Oh, you're good.
Okay, last but not least, I need y'all to tell me if I'm tripping. Please tell me if I'm tripping. Okay, I might have one after this, but okay. Tell me if I'm tripping about this one. I hate it when someone comes up to me and says, Val, you know, this person said this about you, but don't tell them. Oh, that gets on my nerves. Because to me, it's like, are you just trying to torture me? Because I'm really hands-on. Like, if you tell me, if someone was talking ish about me, I need to bring it to the source. I need to be like, oh, so crazy, a birdie told me that you said that my bonnet is ugly. Say it to me. Like, I can't do that whole when I see them, I'm gonna go like, no. So when you tell me, don't tell them that I said that, I feel like you're an enemy in progress because you're trying to frustrate me. Is Valerie tripping or not? Tell me.
I feel like if someone wants to, you know, bring it to you, like, they have to be ready to know that you could possibly go back and want to talk to that person. Like, if you don't want to get caught up in the middle of something, then you don't have to say anything at all.
Yeah.
You need to be ready for that, because if someone's saying all this stuff and, like, talking, just, you know, saying a lot of things about this person, and you know the type of person they are on top of that, like, you know they're confrontational, you know that they're going to say something, then you're going to get involved a lot of the time. And, like, you need to be ready for that, and you need to be ready for your name to be brought up in it as well. So, yeah, just, like, know your place. Know if you want to get involved or not, because, like, people are going to speak up for themselves.
Period. Yeah. I'm not the one. If I hear something, I'm going to the source. Anyone else is about tripping?
I was just going to say what Delina said and say, like, if this person's coming to you and saying, you know, oh, this person said so-and-so about you, like, why did you get involved? Like, they should have just kept their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But then I have a question. Do you find them fake for keeping their mouth shut, or do you understand?
But I guess you would never know.
It depends on the friendship. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm telling my best friend stuff about whoever and whatever, and they're going and reporting to them, then they're fake. You know, like, they should then, like, respect, I don't know, it depends on the friendship dynamics. Like, if you guys are all three best friends, or, like, it's not that deep, and they're, like, telling you that stuff, I don't know. I guess it just depends on the situation.
Yeah, like, honestly, it really depends on the dynamics, because I've been, like, in a situation where, like, someone told me something that, like, but I was close to that person, and then I basically told them, I just told them I didn't like what they said. Like, I just confronted them in that moment instead of going back to that person, the other person, because it's too messy sometimes. Like, you know, and, like, why make someone else's issues yours? You know, like, that's really not my problem. That's your business at the end of the day, like, what you're doing, what's going on, like, what you're saying. So I can confront you about it in that moment, but I don't know. That's a hard one. It honestly is hard. But I have a question. Like, let's say they come up to you and they say, like, okay, I'm going to tell you this, but don't bring up my name, whatever. Like, are you not going to bring up their name, or are you going to go confront that person and say, this person said this, this, and that, da, da, da. Like, how are you going to go about it?
Well, I ain't no snitch. So if they say, don't bring up my name, but you can confront them, I'm not going to bring it up. Eventually, the person that, like, I'm confronting is going to find out who did it. Like, they know who they tell, but I won't bring it up. I will fight to the life of me to not bring up their name, and I won't. But yeah, like, I just, like, I've had so many situations, because I don't know why people like to talk mess behind my back, come to my face. So, and I've had situations where, like, my friends will know something and they're like, oh, like, this person said this about you, that you're ugly and you can't get no man because you're ugly, and yeah, but don't tell them. I said, huh? I said, I feel like you want me to fight you and that person, because you're telling me not to go to them and address them head on. Like, just tell me you're against me and let's move. Yeah. But, like, say if they're like, okay, you can confront them, but don't bring up my name. I respect that, because I can understand that you don't want to get involved. And I can respect that. They'll play guess, guess, guess too.
But if they really didn't want to get involved, they wouldn't have went out of their way to tell you. They would have just said to that person, you know, maybe you shouldn't be saying this. Maybe you should be not saying this to me, but saying to this to the person. If it was
like that just hard. But just imagine like imagine a situation where like you're buddy buddy with that person and then they're talking that behind your back to your friend, and then your friend like, to me, like, I understand the not wanting to get involved, but if you're my dogs, I feel like you low-key owe me, like, a certain amount of loyalty. Like, it all just depends on, like, the friendship dynamic. Me and this friend were a little bit more closer than that rat that was talking about me, that cockroach that was talking about me. We're a lot more closer. So had she had picked the cockroach after over me, and I found out later, I'm gonna have to stomp on both cockroaches because you're a cockroach for associating with a cockroach.
Okay, I will say this though. I was in like in a situation where someone said like it was kind of disrespectful, and it also shows you people really don't know their place, mm-hmm. because you know I'm really close to that person, and it's funny that you thought you could be comfortable enough to say that to me, but they said something that was a little bit out of pocket that I wouldn't want to tell my friend. Like, it was kind of rude. Like, it was just like a comment. Like, I can tell you guys the comment, but it was just like, oh, like, I've noticed, you know, this person wears a lot of makeup, da 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 da, like talking about. And I was like, oh, like, she looks the exact same without makeup. Like, she looks fine. Like, I confronted it, but I'm not going to go tell my friend. Like,
oh, yeah, girl, that is something different. That is not, you handle the business. Yeah. You know, you let that friend know, first of all, it ain't going to come from my friend. Second of all, don't feel comfortable to come talk to me again. But the problem I have with that friend is, that person, that cockroach, still felt comfortable to report to her. Why? The cockroach should be scared to tell you anything about me because he should know that you're going to be like, are you stupid? But the cockroach stopped talking, so I guess we're good. Michael, go on.
Okay, so, like, my question is that, like, because, like, I don't know, like, my own experience is that, like, you know, like, me and my boy, like, he said something, and I was just like I didn't see it, like, because like it's on the TL, right? And then someone that's also close to me was like, hey, yo, this sounds kind of like, you know, like blank, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a bit, it's like a bit of like, you know, like it's a term that you use to like define like people that are kind of, you know, sexist, whatever, right? And then like I like, and like I go on my TL and like I like that reply that they made. And he's just like, hey, yo, like, why aren't you defend me? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, crow, that sounds mad, you know, sexist. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, yo, like, you're my best friend. You didn't defend me. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yo, Cody, like, if you don't understand this, like, don't come to you saying that I didn't defend you, because I explained to you what that meant. And he's like, ah, nah, like, I get what you mean, but you're still waste. And then he goes and replies saying that, oh, like, this is what I meant. My bad. And I'm like, if you're gonna do that and then hop in the TL, then talk shit about talk about like my situation or whatever that like, I've been through, you're a waste, because it not only went behind my back, it was a comment that you made that you already thought that was, you know, like bad to say in the first place. So like, I don't know, like, I feel like that's so like if you want to like talk, like, you know, talk smack about somebody, like, confront them before. Because mm-hmm. you're doing it on, like, the TL or whatever, you look childish. Mm, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look like you know, like, you can't speak for yourself, but you know what I'm saying?
No, Michael, that would have been, like, a straight... Because that's another point that I have to make. I'm no friend kiss bossier. Like, if you yeah. are, and I'm going to let you know, like, all my non-black friends, I used to say the n-word back in the day, I used to tell them to their face, I said, if you can't respect me, that's one thing, but let me tell you this, and I promise you this, if you say that to the wrong black person and they whoop your body, I will gladly watch. Don't think I'm a hop in and be like, no, me, no, I'm gonna watch them. I might even record it just so I can replay it for you if you ever feel like saying it again. Because I said, there's no way you're going to disrespect me and And I remember one time, like, one of my friends that didn't used to say it, I brought Liz the vodka. I brought Liz. I said, Liz, yo, check. This one thinks he can say the N-word. Liz tore his
period. Because he was one of those boos that like to act like they this and that.
Okay.
Listening to rap music all day long.
At least I could put them in the check.
Right, I said, quick. Who do you think you are?
And she went into, she didn't even, she forgot that that was my friend. She said, really? We're doing that? Blase, blase. I said, yes. Hit him with it. Uh-huh. More. Let's get it. Because I'm not one. Mm-mm. And I always tell them now, look, because one of my like Jamaican guy friends said like, black girls are so ratchet. And I caught it on camera. I had it on camera. So I said, I'm posting it. And he's like, no, you don't. I said, why? Why? Someone needs to teach you a lesson, eh? Because you're here running your mouth about words ratchet, right? As if your mother's not my color, right? All right, so I'm posting it, period. Because I don't know, like, and I dare one of them to ever say the N-word again. I'm going to record just like how everybody else does. And it's getting on the line. Don't play with me. I'm not the one. Anyways. That's all for Is Val
True. She's the one, not the two.
Okay.
The one and the two.
Mm. Okay, round of applause, though. Round of applause, everybody, for Val's segment. No, that was it. I loved it. I loved it. I think in conclusion, we mostly agreed that you weren't tripping for, yeah. Yeah.
Just once you breathe was not having the ASMRs. Or the fast driving, she wasn't with that either. She said, Val, you low-key tripping. Yeah. But I hope you guys enjoyed.
I did. I think we all enjoyed. I like that. I like that segment a lot. But on that note, we are going to wrap up our show now. We're going to go into our shout-outs and track of the week. So in the same order as before, we'll start it off with Brie.
Okay, so my shout out is gonna go to Bell, obviously. Mm-mm. Because that was just good conversation, like,
yes.
Good topics, good questions. Track of the week. Ugh, this is hard. I'm gonna go with AP by Pop Smoke.
Okay, very nice. And then it is Michael's turn.
My shout out goes to Val because, you know, it was a neat, it was a nice segment still. But my song of the week would be Bounce by Rema.
Okay. And Delina.
Okay, so my shout out goes to Val because Val killed it this week with her segment. And I would say my song of the week is Can I by Kehlani.
Okay. And Cecilia.
I'm going to shout out my mom because I'm having beef with my brother right now and she has to deal with both sides of the beef. And my track of the week is Godspeed by Frank Ocean.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, and Val?
I'm gonna say shout out to all you guys for participating. And my track of the week, I'm gonna have to say Back in Blood. I haven't listened to anything new, so we're gonna go with Back in Blood.
Okay, and Liz.
My track of the week is, oh my god, you always put me on the spot. I can't remember. Rain by SWV.
Ooh.
Yes. I've been seeing so many people singing that song on TikTok and whatever.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Oh yeah, and then my shout out goes to Val because your segment was funny.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to shout out all y'all for coming in here. Also shout out Aaliyah because she couldn't make it today. Also, yeah, we have one more segment to go, but so far, like, all the segments have been so good. I'm so proud of you guys. Tear down my eye. I'm also going to just shout out my parents and my brother for listening. Thank you. And my track of the week is Bins by Solange. It's such a feel good song, especially in the morning. I don't know. But that is our show for this week. I hope you have a lovely week to come and long weekend since we won't have a show next week. But on that note, we all say bye.
Bye.